Ready for a little sparkle in our day? Today's deep dive takes us deep into the world of jewelry. We're uncovering how F. Hines, a true British jewelry giant, took their employee training from, well, let's just say vintage, to completely cutting edge.
Ooh, I love a good makeover story.
Wow.
Especially when it involves diamonds.
Who doesn't, right? You know, we love getting into the nitty-gritty here, so you've got the research in front of you all about their major learning management system overhaul, LMS, for those in the know.
Ah, yes, LMS, the engine behind effective training. What kind of system were they rocking before, and why was it giving them the training blues, so to speak?
Lay it on us. Was it really that bad?
Imagine strolling into F. Hines, totally ready to dive into the world of diamonds. Maybe learn about a new cut that'll make your eyes sparkle.
I'm already there.
But instead of sleek displays and modern elegance, you're hit with a website that looks like it's still using dial-up. Ugh, the disappointment. That was the unfortunate reality for employees stuck with the outdated Totara 12 system.
Ouch, more like stuck in the past than vintage chic then.
Exactly. And the problems went way beyond just looks. We're talking major security risks, which, let's be real, is a huge no-no when you're a retailer dealing with sensitive customer data. On top of that, the system was so clunky to use, employees probably avoided it like the plague. And the integration with their other systems, about as smooth as sandpaper.
Not exactly the tech environment that screams luxury retail, is it? So it sounds like they were more than ready for a tech upgrade.
Oh, absolutely. Time to bring in the big guns. They did. F. Hines decided to go all in with Totara 18.
Bold move. But hey, sometimes you gotta rip off the Band-Aid, right?
Exactly. And they brought in WebAnywhere to guide them through the process. They're like the fairy godmothers of learning technology, you know, waving their magic wands, making everything shiny and new.
Okay, I'm officially intrigued. Give me the details. What exactly did this Totara 18 makeover entail?
Well, first things first, they migrated everything to the cloud.
Ah, the cloud. It's where all the cool kids are hanging out these days.
Right. We're talking a complete shift to Amazon Web Services.
Yeah.
AWS, for those in the know.
Snazzy. So, like trading in that horse-drawn carriage for a high-speed train.
Now you're getting it. But of course, speed and security weren't the only things on their wish list, right?
Let me guess. Remember that clunky interface we talked about? The one that probably had employees running for the hills?
Oh yeah, that one. Well, say goodbye to clunky and hello to cutting edge. They completely revamped the user experience. Think night and day difference.
So navigating the new system is actually, dare I say, enjoyable.
You said it. It's intuitive, it's visually appealing, and finding information is a piece of cake.
No more digital scavenger hunts for those poor employees just trying to learn about the latest watch collection.
Exactly. F. Hines totally understood that if you want employees to actually engage with training, it can't feel like a chore. And having a system that doesn't make you want to pull your hair out, that's a good start.
Isn't it amazing how many companies just completely overlook the user experience, especially with internal tools?
It's a head scratcher for sure. But F. Hines, they got it. They knew that investing in a good user experience would pay off big time in employee engagement and knowledge retention.
Because a knowledgeable and engaged team ultimately leads to happier customers, right?
Bingo. Give that host a prize. But hold on, the improvements don't stop there. Remember that messy integration with their existing systems. CyberTill, ringing any bells?
Oh, how could I forget? You made it sound like a tech horror movie.
Well, WebAnywhere swooped in to save the day and streamline that connection. Now, data flows between systems like a perfectly choreographed dance.
Talk about a major win for their IT department. No more late-night tech meltdowns. But let's get down to brass tacks here. Did this whole tech transformation actually move the needle for F. Hines? Drumroll, please. Let's talk results. Did this makeover actually deliver?
You bet it did. Remember all those issues we talked about? Frustrated employees, security headaches, the whole shebang.
Yeah, it wasn't pretty.
Well, F. Hines saw improvements everywhere, across the board.
Hit me with the highlights.
One of the biggest changes, employee engagement went way up.
Really?
Think about it. When training is easy to access, engaging, maybe even, dare I say, enjoyable.
Okay, enjoyable might be a stretch.
Well, at least not painful. The point is, employees are way more likely to actually do it, Brian.
Makes sense. It's kind of common sense, but you'd be surprised how many companies miss that memo.
Totally. And here's the really cool part. It directly impacts customers. In the jewelry world, knowledge is king. Or queen, I should say.
All hail the queen.
Right. When employees know their stuff, they can give customers a much better experience.
No more dodging the, can I help you? question from someone who clearly doesn't know a Cartier from a cubic zirconia.
Yeah, ouch. Yeah, that's not a good look. It's about more than just making the sale, though. A knowledgeable employee builds trust, creates those loyal customers who keep coming back for more.
It's about building relationships, not just transactions.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And let's not forget about the training managers. They're not stuck with that old clunky system anymore.
Yeah, they're probably doing a happy dance as we speak.
Picture it. No, seriously, though. This frees them up to focus on the good stuff, like creating amazing training content and making sure it's actually working.
Streamlining for the win. It really sounds like F. Hines hit the jackpot with this tech upgrade.
Absolutely. It proves a really important point. Investing in good training isn't just a cost, it's an investment. And it can make a huge difference for your bottom line.
Speaking of impact, I actually have a quote here from Kevin Davis, the training manager at F. Hines. He said, and I quote, "Initially, the upgrade process seemed daunting, and it was difficult to visualize the benefits. However, the team at Web Anywhere were extremely helpful in managing the project, keeping us involved at every stage. Now that we have the new platform, we can immediately see the positive impact it's having on our employee training, which ultimately enhances our customer service."
Music to a manager's ears.
Right. It really goes to show sometimes you have to be willing to take a leap of faith. It might seem scary at first, but the payoff can be huge.
Totally. F. Hines shows what happens when you put your money where your mouth is, so to speak. They recognized the problem, found a solution, and totally transformed their business.
So there you have it, folks. We took a deep dive into how F. Hines went from digital dinosaur to cutting-edge learning experience.
And they've got the happy employees and the sales figures to prove it.
Exactly. It's a good reminder for all of us. Are we clinging to outdated systems that might be holding us back? Whether it's in business or in life, it's a question worth asking. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and remember, the best investments are often the ones we make in ourselves and our teams.